was there any Chinese students in your class in Santa Monica at that time?
No. Not a single Chinese.
No Chinese. So, of course, you didn't have chance to continue your Chinese education. Is that correct?
Well, actually, the parents, you know, want me to go back to China.
So they
go back to China to learn Chinese culture.
Mm-hmm. So. But they emphasize in Chinese education mainly just, you know, I mean, to you, but not to your brothers and sisters.
Well, in our Chinese custom, mostly meaning you have to educate the boy.
Mm-hmm.
The old custom way, see? Mm-hmm. And because at that time, my elder sister is a married age. No use to send her back.
Uh-huh. So. Did your sister marry in San Francisco, I mean Santa Monica, or what? Do you remember?
My sister, when she grew up, she married in Los Angeles
uh-huh.
to a Chinese dentist.
Uh-huh. When you were, at that time you were not in
I was
country.
In China.
I see. You say that your father remarried around when? About 1920.
No.
Oh, that late. I see.
1943 or 44.
Oh, I see.
Remarried.
So actually, when you moved down Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
your mother already
passed away.
So your father taking care of you and
yeah,
sister. And the sister?
That's my elder sister, he take care of the household.
Oh, I see.
He's a very capable
I see.
Girl.
I see. And how old was she then when you moved to Santa Monica?
I think she's about 14 or 15, something like that.
16. Do you know how did she meet this Chinese dentist? Your husband? Because you were not here.
Oh, you mean my younger sister?
Oh, I see. But how about the older sister?
Oh, the older sister, I think they, through the friends,
introduced. She married to Chinese?
Yeah.
From Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. I see. So friends introduced her and she got married. When she got married, you were not in here too, huh? Yeah, I see. So, did you miss the place where you were born in China?
I was once, yeah. I went back there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, visit my old place.
Uh-huh, I see. Do you still have any relatives there?
Not too many.
Not too many,
huh?
I see.
Not too many. Very few.
So did you associate most with the Chinese or non-Chinese?
Right here?
Yeah.
Both? Yeah.
You have a lot of Chinese friends?
Lots of Chinese friends, and I was very active in Chinese society for years and years.
Mm-hmm. How about your father?
He, yeah, too.
What kind of...
He was a... Many turn our head of president of the Chinese Benevolent Association in Los Angeles.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So he...
He'd been so many terms too.
I see. Yeah. Around what years?
Oh, before the war and after the war.
I
the
see.
The Second World War.
So he... When did he start this office in Los Angeles?
Before 1930.
Before 1930, which means that he had the Santa Monica office first.
First.
1924, and then...
Brent's office right down there.
I see. So he traveled all the way to here?
Yeah.
Like once a week or something?
Yeah. Twice a week.
So did he ever mention that why he opened the branch here?
Well, the public demand.
At that time, means in this office, mm-hmm. in this area, mainly the patients were Chinese or Caucasian.
In fact, most Caucasians.
I see.
Before the war, no colored people live around here.
Oh, I see.
In fact, very exclusive area.
I see. Wow.
That's a modern psychology thing.
Yeah. So your father actually moved down here before 1930. I mean, not moved down, opened his offices.
Yeah,
so he probably had a lot of association with Chinese community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been so many type of president from different society.
Did he belong to any family association?
Long Kong.
Long Kong, I see.
Long Kong Four Family Association.
Ah.
你姓江的是吧?
姓郑。
藏, there's Zhang, no family association in Los Angeles.
No.
Zhang, Liu Guang Zhang
Zhang. Zhang, yes, right.
The Four Family Association.
Uh-huh.
He was a mid-term president.
I see. Yeah, before the war
before
and
the
after
war. After
war.
Uh-huh. In fact, I also mid-term president of the Long Kong
Association.
In fact, I am the grand president of Long Kong Association.
At this
and
moment.
Grand president, the
you
territory included the North and South America, Canada.
When was?
In America proper.
Yeah, when was it?
Oh, I was 12 years as vice president for the Grand March.
Uh-huh.
And I have an 8 year, the president of a Grand Knot.
Uh-huh. That's 1960 or 50s?
I just
retired.
Fulfilled my term 1 year ago.
Oh, I
fulfilled
see.
My term, 8 year term.
Uh-huh. Okay. So actually.
And then we have a less convention, less, we have a convention at the Hawaii.
Mm.
Hawaii. See? And we have delegate all over the world,
uh-huh.
but especially in America proper, South America, North America, Canada, all get together.
Oh, must be a big convention.
Oh, yeah.
What, may I ask, what is the main purpose of this family
association? Well, the Four Family Association is a family association.
Uh-huh.
It's a family affair.
Uh-huh.
Four brotherhood
mm-hmm.
get together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll go back to Sangguo, Three Kingdoms
yes.
history.
Uh-huh.
You know the backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
That's why had that association more or less a kind of a social gathering. Social gathering, just like a family.
Mm-hmm.
Any occasion, we get together and say hello to each other and dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's a charity organization.
Mm-hmm.
In case some member, some brotherhood has some difficulty or some sickness or some financial problem, we have.
I see.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, some member sick in the hospital, we send the representative to visit them, pay them a visit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a modest sort of charity. The family association in America, most of the charity function.
I see. Yeah. So everybody who has the last name like Liu Guan Zhang Zhao will belong to this
belong to the organization. If you pay the dues.
I see. How much is the dues?
The dues are $4 a year.
$4 a year. So how about early years? Do you know? Do you have
any years? $2 or $3.
$2 or $3.
If right now still $4 or $5, that's all.
Uh-huh. I see. How many members right now
possible? Long Kong?
Yeah.
Long Kong member are around about
For the whole North and South Americans?
No.
Only
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, about 4,000.
Oh, I
four
see.
Down, just a,
how about in the early years? Probably more than 4,000 or probably?
No.
During when your
less,
father was president?
At that time, it was about 2,000.
2,000. So like 4,000 people here, and what is kind of holidays or occasions that you meet, you know, gathering?
Well, friends, Tuanian.
Tuanian.
Kainian.
Kainian.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Jisenji.
Jisenji,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Chunyuan, and how about the Zhongqiu or these other Chinese holidays?
Not Zhongqiu, and also
Qingming,
and also the birthday of our ancestor.
Uh-huh. What is that?
Guan Gong, Zhang Fei, Zhao Zilong.
Do you know exactly the date?
Oh, I don't recall.
Uh-huh.
When the ancestor have a birthday, they always send up a note to the
members.
Members.
Usually how many?
We just a small gathering.
Yeah.
Just
how many people come to this event?
Well, some come maybe 100 or so. Because during the weekday, not many people.
Uh-huh.
Because mostly Chinese is working people.
Do you have a regular meeting, like monthly meeting or something?
Usually we have a monthly meeting.
For all the members or only for the board or
Board of directors.
Board of directors.
Yeah.
How is the board of directors
selected by the member?
So every year you have
every year,
election.
About this time. We have some nominee, a member,
mm-hmm.
and then next month they can pick up the see who they get the vote,
mm-hmm.
and pick up the director.
Mm-hmm. All these directors get paid or just volunteer?
Volunteer, no pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to spend lots of money for your parking, back and forth expense.
So like a monthly meeting, what did they usually discuss about? Preparing for the special event or?
Yeah. We have to discuss about how the progress, what we should do, prepare the different occasion.
Do they associate with other family association?
Yeah.
They get together with other family association.
Yeah.
And also you belong to the Zhonghua Wei Guan.
Yeah. Zhonghua Wei Guan is right now we have about 27 group.
Mm-hmm.
It belong to Zhonghua Wei Guan.
Uh-huh.
The Guan Yuan.
Uh-huh. What did Zhonghua Wei Guan do to this different family association?
Well,
what's their function?
Naturally, besides the business, naturally it's a kind of social gathering too.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And Zhonghua Wei Guan is more or less sometimes you have to face the American public.
Represent the Chinese community.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I see.
And help the Chinese, just like years ago, we do lots of work to fight the immigration law, unjustly.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying lots of effort to improve the situation.
Of Chinese.
Change the unfair immigration law,
mm-hmm.
so on and so on. Lots of time we send representatives to Washington Capitol. Talk to the member of the Senate.
This is in the early years.
Yeah. Early year.
Is Zhonghua Weiguan still involving this, like in politics, protecting China?
Oh, sure, that's right. This is a main object. See? Fight for our benefit. Legal benefit.
I see. So whoever belongs to this family association is automatically belong to the Zhonghua Weiguan, or they have to pay due to Zhonghua Weiguan?
They have to pay dues.
So it's different. You have paid to family and then paid to Zhonghua Weiguan. So approximately,
and
you know how many members?
Oh, pretty hard to estimate.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty hard to estimate. Right?
So many family associations.
Because under Zhonghua Weiguan, there's about 27 group, see? And a certain group take care of the member.
I see.
See? And the group itself, they send a representative to change out the Zhonghua Weiguan. Each become a Zhonghua Weiguan the member.
就是说每一个公所参加的话 100块钱 可是 就是说公所的会员 不直接参加中华会馆
间接 not directly
I see
indirectly
I see.
But whenever you have a special occasion naturally you can participate any kind of activity in the Zhonghua Weiguan
I see.
Even but whenever the board meeting, they have represented. In Los Angeles, there are three groups to send up the representative to Changjia the Zhonghua Weiguan. The largest group, you can send four representatives. Board of director, four of them, Li Shi. And the other four is at Jiang Shi.
What are these three groups, large groups?
Send two.
I see, okay.
Send four of them. Two, the small group one.
一个理事，一个监事。 这三个组织是哪三个工作？三个。 What do you mean three groups?
Well, depend your member.
Oh, I see. So,
if you have larger, suppose you have a 500 member up. You as a large group. 大的
I see.
If under 500, suppose you have under 500 member, is a middle,
中等的团体.
If you are around 100, something around 100 member, is a 小的团体.
Which group would you think is a 大团体? 龙岗公所.
龙岗公所了. 王室中村会, 这个明阳, 明阳外馆呢, 这个, 这个明阳外馆呢, 这个, 基督教公所了, 李氏公所了,
这几个团体。
小的专题，我现在记不起来。因为我又查这个中华会馆的资料，最近的情况怎么样？是。因为我没有，I'm not active in somewhat awakened affair in this few years.
I see.
I was very active before that.
Mm-hmm.
See?
I see.
I was a 中华学校的董事长咯，那个傅雷威的组织咯，或者中华会馆的组织咯，我干过很多了。
Very active.
And I was very active for years and years.
Oh.
And but the last few years, I slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
I slowed down.
You didn't for them.
Because, well, my age not too old, but
no.
I still have to...
You did a lot already.
Queen Amor with my family.
Right.
See? Mm-hmm. You, whenever you become an F,